I'm going to welcome to the show someone that I admire, someone that I'm inspired by. Desiree Gruber is the CEO and founder of Full Picture, which focuses on bringing people into the world, telling amazing stories, inspiring people. She is the co-creator and executive producer of Project Runway. She is a Peabody Award winner. She's a 14-time Emmy nominee. She's a phenomenal person. And if I can welcome to the show, welcome to the stage, the phenomenal, the one and only Desiree Gruber.
Good morning, Chris.
Hi, good morning, Desiree. You look amazing. Happy.
Thank you.
I'm so honored that you're on.
Oh, please. My pleasure.
The Fireside Universe today. And I know we got people from across the world that are going to be listening into this.
Okay,
we're going to have an interesting conversation.
We're going to solve the world's problems today, right here, Chris, you and I.
Amen. Amen. Through collaboration. Now, you're always smiling. Every time I see you, got a big smile on your face.
I do. It's my suit of armor. I don't know. I lead with a smile. I think, we have, for everybody out there, I'm the biggest Chris Voss fan. So this is like, I'm actually nervous. I'm sweating a little bit here. I watched your masterclass and you have such an incredible skill set that I do not have. So I am a yes person. I'm like, you need something? Yes, I'm gonna do that. So many lessons in there were opposite of what I did. And I think I told you, we have a really funny, how we got to know each other, because I was the biggest fan and you wouldn't sort of expect that. Like, you walk around like, who is one of your heroes? I'm like, Chris Voss. And I was talking to a friend of yours and he was like, you're upset. I'm like, I'm obsessed with Chris Voss. He's like, okay, I'm going to introduce you. And then I wrote you like a love letter and I'm sure you're like, who the hell is this lady? Like, why? And you're like, okay, if I'm ever in LA, maybe we'll get together. And then, I mean, you were playing it cool. I think that's your style. You weren't like, oh, great, this is exciting. So then a few months later, you're like, oh, hey, I'm going to be in LA. And we went for dinner. And it's just, for me, the way you are in the world is a revelation, because you keep your cards close to your vest, obviously. You have a different way of being. You're leaning back a little and I'm leaning in. And so I need to find that balance where I'm a little more back now, especially as I want to do more things in my own life. I have a family and my son is a junior in high school and it's time for me to be more home, but I like want to be out. And so I need to find that balance. And I feel like for me, the way you live and the way you see the world is so incredible and so inspiring and so valuable for all of us, but it's hard to do. And it's, I think, one of the things also that brought me into your masterclass and got me so to feel like I could be, you know, I'm always building tools for my toolbox. And I think everybody on today is here because we want to learn. We want to up our skill set. We want to be a little bit better. I want to do something a little bit better today than I did yesterday, because that's the joy of doing this, right? If I'm going to be here, I'm in it to win it. I want to win every day. And so your negotiating skills, obviously, when I watch the masterclass, you're like, you know, I love the live tapes with it, that we went back and played the tapes from the Chase heist where they had the hostages in there. And it's like on such, it's like a tightrope. It's on such a high level of negotiation. And I'm like, okay, if he can do it there, I can bring his skills down to my level and negotiate a little bit more in my world. And so that for me is the lesson that I've learned from spending time with you and watching your masterclasses and seeing the snippets on Instagram, which are always so inspiring to me, is he can do it in such a high stakes situation. I don't have such high stakes in my daily life because there's not a hostage on the other line, you know, that I've got to get out. But it is high stakes. You know, everybody here, our life is high stakes. Like, we want to win. We're in it to win it. We're here because we are highly functioning people who want to be best in class in our own industries. And so I just want to say thank you. That was a long-winded thank you, Chris, for bringing me into your world and teaching me. And I'm so inspired by you. And I got to, like, even last night, prepped by watching the masterclass again. I had so much fun with it. And I was like, Desiree, you got to be better at this. See, stop smiling. I gotta lean back. I gotta mirror a little bit more.
You gotta mirror a little bit more?
Yeah. See? I knew he was gonna do that. I said to his team, he's gonna mirror me in there. I know it. I'm gonna say I'm nervous. He's gonna go, you're nervous? I love it.
You are wonderful. One of the many things that I find inspiring about you, I mean, you're a very accomplished person, and yet you want to learn. You're curious. You want to get better. You want to do a better job, even if it's a little bit every day.
Yeah. The interesting thing I would say to that right now is that the world is being disrupted. It's a wild time with AI, and you know, it has never not been disrupted. Like, I always think we want to think like, oh, it's the same. But it's not. There's constantly innovation happening. And if you're not part of that innovation cycle, you're being left behind. So I'm not going to be left behind. So right now, this morning I woke up and I, as you said, I have the Emmy nominations and I have a Peabody. Here's my Peabody right there. I keep it close by. You know, you got a Peabody, you got to like put it out, right? Yeah. Thank you. It's an amazing storytelling award. It's a wonderful award to have. I'm very proud of it. But Hollywood's being disrupted. It's a wild moment. It's a lot has happened in Hollywood in the last few years, from the pandemic into the strikes and into AI and the scariness of what AI might do, how it can write for us, what it's going to do with actors' images. There's a lot of, it's a nail-biting moment in Hollywood right now. And so when I woke up this morning, I read a Hollywood Reporter piece on the top 50 producers in Hollywood and what they think about the future and where they're going. And the top 50 producers have shows on the air. That's why they're in the top 50. They were persevering through. There's always space, even when we're being disrupted, to be a winner. And I think that's what I look to find every day. And I look to be like, how can I put me and my clients and my agency and my team front and center with the winners? And what I found by adding tools to my toolbox is if you are there and you're game to play and you're not super resistant, you will have more luck playing in the new innovation cycle. You'll find a way if you're curious. I'm super curious. I know we're going to talk about that at one point, but I'm curious about everything. So when AI came on, I'm curious. And then I have an incredible network, which is one of the reasons I've been able to do so many different things in my life, is that I know a lot of people in a lot of industries. I'm a people collector. So I'm always a big advocate of people collecting, staying in touch with people, even if they're not in your industry. You never know where you're going to need somebody. And so there's articles, and I don't know if you send things after, but we can put it up later, is on there's scientific research saying that people who have light connections in lots of industries are more successful and they get ahead more because they're getting intel from different places. So like, even if you're in a taxi cab and you're polite to the driver, or an Uber today, see, taxi cab, that's old, Uber's new. You're an Uber or a Lyft, and you talk to the driver for a few minutes and you exchange some information, that information can lead you to think differently about something or to open a new door in some way. So I'm constantly looking at who am I around and what can I glean from them and how can I be helpful and share a little intel as well. So part of my life is this leaning into innovation, what's new, what's next, collecting people, and then the killer app for me is storytelling, which is going back to what I was talking about, Hollywood. How do we keep telling stories that people want to hear, that move us forward? We're all, and I love you talk about this a lot, like we're all human beings. Like we are anthropologically, we got a brain, this wonderful organ that we were gifted with. And it's, we all have similarities in that these tools work, you know, saying no works, mirroring works. These things work on human beings. So storytelling and having great stories, it moves us forward. We're not going to stop. As much as we're being disrupted in Hollywood, we're not going to stop wanting great stories. People want great stories. It's what moves us forward.
Let me jump in there, because I think one of your great gifts is, you know, the intuition, the knack, the art, the understanding of storytelling. So how does that start in you? I mean, how did you become a storyteller?
Yeah, I did. It's funny because I'm a storyteller because I'm a connector. So I grew up in Miami, Florida, Coral Gables. And I'm the person, when somebody says and tells me their dreams, I want to see it come to life. So, you know, one of my girlfriends is like, oh, I want to be this thing. It's called a gabelette. It's like a cheer squad. And I was like, oh, God, it's really hard. One of my close friends is a gabelette. And she was like, oh, if I could, I mean, I need a lesson. I don't know what to do. I'm like, I'll call her and I'll ask her to talk to you. So then I had to call my friend and get her to say yes to helping this other friend. So how do I do that? Well, I have a good story. I have a good story of why she should be helping, why Stephanie should be helping Allison. And I need both of them to feel like there's something in it for them. And there's a little story for each of them to come together and say, okay, I understand why I'm doing this. So storytelling is part of my wanting to help the world and help other people connect the dots.